John, thank you for that. 53106, the number for your text message. There's a lot of focus on Sinn Féin's handling of child protection issues in recent weeks since Maria Cahill told her story. We want to return, though, to the controversy of how Gerry Adams, the Sinn Féin president, handled the admission to him by his brother Liam in 2000 that Liam had abused his daughter Áine. Liam Adams continued to work with minors in youth clubs and projects until 2005, including in Belfast and Dundalk. Councillor Joe Riley is the National Child Protection Officer with Sinn Féin. I spoke to him before we came on air, and I started by asking when Sinn Féin first started looking at the issue of child protection.
In 1991, there was a women's policy paper produced by the women in the party, and it used the language at the time, sexual harassment and assault by a member of a female member. And this policy document, this women's policy document, was adopted by the Ard Comhairle in 1991-1992. And it dealt with issues at the time. It didn't deal with child abuse, it dealt with sexual harassment and assault.
So when did child protection first come in? Because, you know, we're dealing with different eras here.
Yeah,
we need to make sure that
indeed.
The timeline is right. When did that start coming in as something that members of the party needed to be aware of their obligations?
In 2003, there was a party position in which the party chair, the national party chair, was to be informed of any allegations, and he would inform the statutory agencies of the time. And then in 2006, again through the National Party Chair, there were guidelines that said that members should provide information for use in a court of law if they had that information.
Okay. Now, that's significant. I think you were saying that you were one of the first parties to start taking this issue of child protection seriously, yeah. Were you?
Well, I don't know if I were the first party to take it seriously, but I believe we're the first party that have guidelines in place and a National Child Protection Officer, plus regional protection officers as well.
Okay. Just in the context of what I was talking to Brian Stanley about the other day, using that timeline, so in 2003, there was an obligation on members of the party to inform someone of any
the party chair
suspicion. And who is the party chair? Is that's different to the party president?
That's different than the party president. That's okay. The party chair is different than the party president. Two different positions.
So if that came in 2003, did Gerry Adams not follow Sinn Féin's guidelines by not reporting the fact that his brother Liam had told him in 2000 that he had raped his daughter Áine and that he was aware that he was working with young people?
I don't know, because my timeline on that is the late 90s, as far as I can recall, that Liam and Gerry had a conversation. And I think at that time, Gerry went to the police at that time, through his solicitor and then to the police. If my memory serves me right, I think it was prior to that time.
So it was prior to 2003?
If my memory serves me right.
Okay, and at this point, that would mean as well that if any member of Sinn Féin was aware that anybody was being exiled from Northern Ireland to the South, then they would have had an obligation back as far as 2003 to report any concerns and suspicions they may have had.
No, what it said was at the time was that if there was an issue of sexual abuse or harassment, that the party chair was to be informed, and the party chair at that time then would inform the agency, the social service agencies at the time it was necessary. And then in 2006, the procedures evolved. Again, through the party chair, that members should provide information for use in a court of law, which was the word used at the time. So you can see that there's an evolution of party policy and development, probably in line with thinking of the time, the public thinking of the time as well.
I know, but at the same time, just from the research that we've done, Liam Adams was still a project worker for youth development in Dundalk as late as 2004. You're saying Gerry Adams had gone to the police at that stage?
I am unsure of the issues that you're raising, because I don't have the timeline for when Gerry had the discussion with his brother or when he contacted the police. I do know he contacted the RUC through his solicitor, but I don't know the date or the time for that, so I'm not able to respond in relation to timelines.
Okay. It came out during the court case that Liam Adams told Gerry Adams in 2000. That he had abused his daughter.
Yes, and I believe that Gerry had already gone And I'm open to corrections. I'd already been in contact with the RUC and the services at that time in the six counties.
So if he went to the RUC, Councillor Joe Riley, through his solicitor, did he go to the Guards in the Republic? Because that's where Liam Adams was.
I can't answer the question, but I would presume that the RUC would have informed the Gardaí anyway. That's a presumption on my behalf, but I do know that he did inform the RUC through a solicitor at that time. That was, I think, in the late 90s.
Okay. The important thing is, was it not an assumption, a bit of a jump, that the RUC, if he was in the South, that he should have gone to the Guards?
I'm making that assumption. I'm not saying he made that assumption.
Okay. So, in that context, should Gerry Adams have, if he was following the guidelines, then whoever is in Sinn Féin, he should have gone to whoever was in Sinn Féin, who would have then gone to the Guards to alert them about the risk of Liam Adams working with young people?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Gerry Adams did not breach the guidelines of the party. He had already informed the RUC and not prior to that, and that would have been in line with party guidelines. Even before those guidelines, it would be an initiative by Gerry.
But should he not have gone to the person that you identified, who was not the president of the party, but the chair?
The National Party Chair.
Yeah, but he didn't go. You're not aware that he went to the chair.
The RUC had already been informed of by Gerry's solicitor, by Gerry himself, of the allegation against his brother prior to those guidelines being implemented.
Okay, and
being put in place.
Okay, and with hindsight, Joe, would it have been better to go to the Guards?
With hindsight, a lot of other things should have been done as well, right across the agencies and organisations in the state and in the six counties. 2020 vision is a mighty thing to have. I think people handled it as best they could at that time. Would we do it differently today? We would, yes.
Okay. At this stage, do you believe that there are members of Sinn Féin in the Republic, in the 26 counties, that are aware of people having been moved across the border, exiled from Northern Ireland, having been judged to have been guilty of sexual crimes in Northern Ireland?
I don't know the answer to that, but I'll offer this advice. If there is any member of Sinn Féin or any member of the public who believe that there is somebody who they believe are suspicious of child abuse or interfering with children, they have a legal obligation, never mind a moral obligation, to contact the Gardaí, the social services, or the services in the six counties. It wouldn't be right for me to speculate on membership. Not every person who came down from the six counties and live in there, you know, you can't have people looking at them as if they're child abusers. We're talking to a very, very small minority of people.
Anybody
has that information, they have to report it to
To the civil authorities. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But Joe, you've been a member of the party, I suspect, for a long time, and you're a hard-working local representative, and the fact that you're in the position that you're in means that this is something that's very close to your heart. You're right to say that not everybody who came down from the six counties was a child abuser, but the suspicion is that a small cohort was, and Gerry Adams has admitted in the Dáil that the IRA didn't handle the issue of child abuse very well. So that means that, and the point that has been raised, that there may be children at risk today, and that there are people within Sinn Féin and former IRA people who know where these people are.
Well, if there is anybody within Sinn Féin or outside of Sinn Féin who knows where there is a child abuser living, and there is a danger to children in that area, then that party member or ex-member or supporter or any member of the public have that responsibility and should immediately go to the agencies. Or they can contact me if they wish to. But they certainly need to take action and not allow a situation to develop where a child may be at risk in the now or in the future.
Okay, just to finish up, Councillor Joe Riley, you're Sinn Féin's National Child Protection Officer.
Yes.
How do you think Gerry Adams has handled himself over the course of the last few weeks?
I think Gerry's handled it very, very well. I know Gerry Adams for a long, long time, a very humane, caring man. As he said himself, it's been a very, very difficult time for many years within his own family. His father was an abuser. I think that he has handled it as honestly as he possibly can. I don't have a problem with Gerry's handling of the situation.
Do you think he would have handled it better if he had the knowledge, perhaps, that is in the party today about how this should be handled.
I think we all